Twice before, I have filled in by presenting a sermon for my father, Reverend Marlon Ingebretson. Today, I will present another sermon for my dad from March 1, 1995, which was an Ash Wednesday service 30 years ago. Its title is Shut the Door and Really Pray, based on today's gospel. In my 10 years here among you, I've used this text at every opportunity. I do that because here we have Jesus' own description of how we are to live our faith lives as Christians. These are not my words or some TV words. These words are from Jesus, our Lord. Let us hear them, receive them, believe them, and rely on them to bless us all life long. Shut the door and really pray. Crunch time in our faith lives is right at home in prayer. Not nearly as much as we think in the crowds, as if faith is on display among friends and family. We are often so uptight and anxious about what people think of us and our faith. Jesus begins by saying, "Take care not to try to demonstrate to others how good you are, to be seen by them." It is true we must put our faith message, the gospel of Jesus, on a candlestick so that our light we receive through Christ can be seen by people. Let your light so shine before you that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. We are not supposed to hide our faith. These also are Jesus' words promising to be a light in our lives. We must never be ashamed of Christ or hide our faith under a bushel. These are very different verses to place side by side. Let our light as Christ followers be seen by all people. Face persecution even, yet always hold Christ, our light, high and clear. Yet this message for tonight is also the other side of this coin of faith. Let us never show off our faith or boast about the quality of our faith. We are not to demonstrate how good we are. Most of all, we must never use prayer to God as a way to impress people. If we are to be received as Christians, we must always seek to be modest and unassuming in the spirit of Jesus. We must always step aside to point to our Lord. We must always gently and modestly put others above ourselves. In Romans 12, verse 3, St. Paul tells us, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." I happened to read this week a little story of the life of a man who always spoke simply and modestly, a very humble man, yet he was immensely popular. He once attended a large gathering, and when he appeared on the platform, he was greeted by loud, overwhelming cheers. Yet the great man did not take it that the cheers were for him. He turned and saw behind him a quiet and totally unknown man. The modest man took him as the object of the cheers. He stepped aside to welcome this comparative stranger and joined in applauding this unknown man. This act of modesty brought down the house and delighted one and all. Especially in prayer, we must forget ourselves. Confess our sins, yes, but then fill our hearts with thoughts only of God and his Son. No pretense. Shut the door and really pray to God. Open the heart and really give. We all support the Church of Jesus Christ. Yet evil has a way of getting at us in our gifts. Evil may say, look at that man. Look at his gift. He should give much more than you. Evil has already spoiled our gifts when such thoughts come. Oh, the gift will still do good as Christ's church uses it. But for our greatest joy, we must remove all show-off or pride from our gifts, as well as our prayers. In verse 3, when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's true secrecy. Spontaneous. The best gift is always quietly given in the happiness of an open heart. Only Christ can give us the true spirit of giving. A wise rabbi was visiting a man who was rich, but also very miserly. The rabbi led the man to a window and asked, "What do you see?" "I see all the people on the street." Then the rabbi took the man to a mirror and asked the same question, "What do you see?" "I see myself," he replied. "Yes," said the rabbi, "both the window and the mirror are glass, but the glass of the mirror is covered with a little bit of silver. Sometimes silver changes us also, so that we see only ourselves." Many gifts should be unplanned, unprovoked, and totally the result of a glad and open heart of faith. Maybe you didn't expect to do it. No one knows you give it. But Christ nudges your heart. And Christ in secret seizes your gift and blesses the gift 100 times. Give your gifts often in secret from seeing other people's needs. Never for praise from other people. Open the heart and really give, especially to others who cannot help us in return. Be open to heaven and really live. In worship, in prayer, and in all of life, our Lord Jesus teaches us to be open to heaven, to remember that heaven is our home. Matthew chapter 6, 19 and 20. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Let our prayers, our gifts, our time, and our energies be pointed at heaven. Pray that our loved ones and each person that we see would know of Christ, the key to heaven. Pile up prayers about heaven and gifts to tell about heaven. Believe that our Lord Jesus gladly gives us the key to heaven and even opens the door himself. Let us never worship or fast or give gifts to be seen by people, to show off our Christianity. There is no real reward in that. Pretense is always vacant and hollow. But sincere repentance and faith are gifts of the Holy Spirit through Jesus and his words of love. Know where your treasure is, advises Jesus. Where your treasure is, there will be your hearts as well. The place no money can buy is the place of the holy gift of God, which God's Son has opened for us all. Heaven is, of course, the preserve of God eternally, and we all are invited. Let us pray. If we shut the door and really pray in Christ's name, we will surely be there with him in heaven. Meanwhile, for the rest of our lives, let's open our hearts and really give and live for Christ's cause, to draw all people to him and his cross of heaven. And yes, if we are open to heaven, putting heaven and our Savior first, we really live, alive in faith, alive through death, and alive forever. Amen.